Michael O'Mara presents The Book with No Name, written by Anonymous and narrated by Jeff Harding. Dear reader, only the pure of heart may look upon the pages of this book. Every page you turn, every chapter you read, will bring you closer to the end. Not everyone will make it. The many different plots and styles may dazzle and confuse. And all the while, as you search for the truth, it will be there right before you. Darkness will come, and with it, great evil. And those who have read the book may never see the light again. Anonymous. By the same author. Over the centuries, a great many books have been published under the pseudonym Anonymous. It would be impossible, as well as futile, to publish a list here. Chapter 1. Sanchez hated strangers coming into his bar. As a matter of fact, he hated the regulars, too. But they were welcome simply because he was afraid of them. To turn a regular away would be like signing his own death warrant. The criminals that frequented the tapioca were always looking for an opportunity to prove themselves within its four walls, because that way anyone who was anyone in the criminal world would get to hear about it. The tapioca was a bar with real character. The walls were yellow, and not a pleasant yellow either, more of a cigarette smoke-stained color. This was hardly surprising, because one of the many unwritten rules of the tapioca was that everyone who frequented it had to smoke. Cigars, pipes, cigarettes, joints, hookahs, cigarillos, bongs, anything was acceptable, apart from not smoking. That was unacceptable. Not drinking alcohol was also considered to be a sin, but the greatest sin of all was to be a stranger here. No one liked strangers in this place. Strangers were bad news. They were not to be trusted. So when a man wearing a long black cloak with the hood pulled up over his head walked in and sat himself down on a wooden stool at the end of the bar, Sanchez didn't expect him to make it outside again in one piece. The 20 or so regulars sitting around at the tables stopped talking and took a moment out to run the rule over the hooded man at the bar. Sanchez noted they had stopped drinking, too. Not a good sign. If there had been any music playing, it too would surely have stopped when the stranger entered. Now all that could be heard was the steady whirring of the large propeller fan hanging from the ceiling. Sanchez made a point of ignoring his newest customer, pretending he hadn't seen him. Of course, once the man spoke, the ignoring had to come to an end.
"Bartender, get me a bourbon."
The man hadn't actually looked up. He had ordered the drink without even acknowledging Sanchez. And since he hadn't lowered his hood to reveal his face, it wasn't possible to tell if he looked as nasty as he sounded. His voice had enough gravel in it to fill a pint glass. In these parts, a stranger's nastiness was judged on how gravelly his voice was. With that in mind, Sanchez picked up a reasonably clean whiskey glass and walked over to where the man was sitting. He set the glass down on the sticky wooden bar top directly in front of the stranger and allowed himself one fleeting glance at the face inside the black hood. But the shadow within the cowl was too deep for him to make out any distinguishing features, and he wasn't about to risk being caught staring.
"On the rocks," the man muttered almost under his breath. It was more of a gravelly whisper, really.
Sanchez reached under the bar with one hand and pulled out a half-filled brown glass bottle labeled bourbon, then gathered two ice cubes in the other. Dropping the cubes into the glass, he began to pour the drink over them. He filled the glass just over halfway, and then placed the bottle back under the bar.
"That's $3.
$3?
Yep.
Fill the glass."
The chatter in the bar had remained hushed since the man had entered, but now the quiet acquired a graveyard stillness. The notable exception was the ceiling fan, which actually seemed...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?